The Heart's Expectation. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my hope is in him, my expectation is in him, my assurance is in him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. Psalm 62, verse 5. Waiting and watching in quietude of spirit is to confidently rest in him. It is to assuredly be persuaded in his purpose, his promise, and his initiative. Not to be influenced to act by self-initiative or impacted by another person's exploits, for such is to lose the plot and shipwreck the steady course of progress he is making. To hope in him is to disallow any circumstance that dictates hopelessness. To hope in him is to trust him to finish the good work that he has begun. To expect with full assurance that he who promised is faithful and true. Never allow the lines of communication to the Father to be clogged with doubt. Never permit sight to mislead your confidence in him or conceal his reliability. Your outward experience may be a depressing wilderness or a parched desert. Your inner intellect may misinform your thinking or sever your expectation in him. So hold fast, for my hope is in him, my expectation is in him, my assurance is in him. Your very spirit may feel overwhelmed in a surging ocean of deep despair. All thy raging waves and thy buffeting billows are gone over me. But this is to ignore the truth of his word. This is to focus on the falsity of the situation. He has promised, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you ford through rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, nor the flames scorch you. Oh, re-establish communication on a daily, hourly, moment-by-moment basis. And though a dark cloud of concealment may obscure his presence from your vision, offer up a sacrifice of silence as you wait for him and rest in his knowing. You have examined my heart. You know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my every thought when far away. You chart the path ahead of me. You tell me where to stop and rest. You know where I am every moment. You know what I am going to say even before I say it. Lord, you both proceed and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me.